Hi guys, this is the Unfiltered Mind podcast brought to you by Purity. So, hey guys, I know you miss me. I missed you too. I missed you so much, believe me. And yes, I'm pretty happy for everyone who got that Spotify Wrapped, you know, music rap. I think that's the most trending thing today. And I decided to jump in it. Yep. And I had like 40 something thousand. I think it's minutes or something. I don't know who was your favorite, but my favorite artist was what's his name? Pastor Courage. Yeah, it's a Christian song. Yeah, worship song. I was big on it. But I have a question for you. You got your Spotify Wrapped. I want to know, did you happen to see my podcast on the list as one of your top listing podcasts? I know it's a no. It's a no. And it breaks my heart. I know this year was literally a podcast, a no podcast content year for me. I don't know what happened, but I know what happened. And that's like, this podcast is an honest truth about this year. So about this year, it was a year I was very scared the most. I was the most, I don't know, what should I say, afraid of the things that I don't even know. It was a year I was afraid of being a people person, pleasing people anymore. I've always been a people pleaser, always being people first, putting people first and then myself last. And it makes me sad, but seeing that people smile, I think I tend to be more happier when I see them smile. But again, that doesn't mean that my soul was completely happy. It was a year I was afraid the most. I was afraid of trying things. It was a year I graduated, yeah, facing life. And then it hits me, life after school. It was a year I was afraid of trying. My mind would always scream, don't even try. And I was basking in what my mind was saying. That was the terrible thing I did this year. I was big on what if it never happened. Sorry. I was big on what if it doesn't work. And I fail to see what if it works. I mean, I can't completely have everything figured out. Life, my existence can completely be faultless. And I literally found myself in that space of wanting everything to be faultless, perfect. But life isn't supposed to be perfect. I wish I told myself this earlier. And now, seeing Spotify Wrapped, with everything you have listened to is being shown to you, and that is what I'm literally having to say. Everything that I was afraid of, seeing them at the end, that nothing changed. I mean, it was just my fear, and my fear is still staring at me. What would have happened? I mean, why didn't you try? I mean, I'm talking to myself. And it's the same thing for people in the late 20s, middle 20s, and early 20s. If you're scared of trying, don't be like me. Don't be like me. I know people, I have quite a number of people who are like me. I think it's just reality. I saw this quote, and to just be clear that it wasn't just me. I saw this quote. Jose said, some period of our growth, we are so confused that we don't even recognize that growth is happening. I mean, we may feel hostile or angry or weepy or hysterical or feel depressed. I mean, it was that year for me. It was a year I didn't even notice I was going through a process, and it was growth process, you know. And I failed to embrace it. I failed to welcome it. And now I'm beginning to realize that if I had tried, I would have been a little bit of change. But imagine I had a podcast with PC to me. It took me 2 months to release it. I reached out to Marvel. I was like, hi, Marvel. What do you think? What would you think if you were like the guest? And I'm just publishing a podcast that I did with you after like 2 months. he was chilled. He gave me like a very positive answer. And that made me like click, damn, I'm doing this right now. Honestly, and I had like most listeners on that podcast, but if I didn't even at all put it out, this year I was afraid of holding mine to record my podcast, and then I was like, come on, Kiridi, you don't even have this thing figured out. You shouldn't do it until you figure it out. That was literally my mind speaking. I bet if I had it out there, I mean, if I had done a lot of content, you would probably have me on your most listened Delulu. But I'm pretty sure one person, one out of 20 or 30 or 50, would have had my podcast as one of like the most listened broadcast. It's not just Delulu, it's just how it is, how it's supposed to be. But look at me, I'm just saying it now because I failed to do it. And I'm literally recording this because I know people in my 20s are going to listen to this thing, and please don't do that. It's not like my words are going to stop you, kind of. It's really not going to, because every individual must go through this process. It's like for you to know how you're going to welcome it, appreciate it away, or like, you know, think you're going to like tiptoe or jump out of it. It's really not going to happen like that. You are always going to go through that process. So here's like one thing I learned from this year. You're really not going to figure it out. Everything, you're not always going to figure it out. And you're never going to figure out the world and why things happen the way it happens. Or how to ensure your future is faultless, like me. No, you're never going to figure out that life, how life is supposed to be faultless. you had love fault before you came into the world. So why do you feel like it's going to be faultless? Because you're existing. I mean, and you're not going to figure out how to be perfect, how your existence is going to be perfect. I'll say that your existence is never going to be perfect. Nothing was perfect before we came into the world, so don't ever assume that everything is going to be perfect. Yeah, because it was never going to be perfect. So instead, you will figure out how to move forward day by day. I mean, you will. You'll figure out how to be kind. If you go out the kind of breakfast you want to take, figure out how to make your tea. Yeah. Figure out if you like coffee, if you like to read in the night or read in the afternoon. I think that's what I figured out this year, my final year, that I could actually stretch myself. I used to be afraid of stretching myself, but I figured out I could actually stretch myself, and I regret those years that I didn't stretch myself to, you know, if I had, I would have had like that, you know, perfect result. But like I said, nothing is going to always be perfect. And yeah, so if you are the kind of people you want them to be by your side, or people you want to roll with, you figure out the places that make you feel alive, the places that make your soul feel at home. And sometimes those places are human. They are human beings, yeah. You know, we meet people and then they literally click. Those people keep our souls together. They, when we are around them, they are quite like, I know, you feel like you're alive. I mean, you get to talk to them every day, and then you figure them out. And you figure out how to ignite your passion, the things that you could do for yourself, the things that you can't do, the things that make you stress every single day. You figure it out. You figure out how to say no. I think this year I knew how to say no, but I was afraid of saying no to people. You feel on how to push your fear inside and say no, how to stand up for yourself. You figure out how to forgive, you figure out how to let go, figure out how exactly you like to, you know, I think I said it, make your coffee, make your tea. If you guys how to walk away, how to heal, most importantly, you need to heal every single time. Especially when you have a breakup with your friends, not your boyfriend this time. Ah, please, don't love. You figure out how to live with yourself, how to be your own companion. You figure out how to be kind, even the most broken part of yourself. You figure out how to embrace life, how to truly accept it as it comes. Life will always be, you know, show you the other side of life. There are also good part of life where you figure out however it comes. And it won't always be easy. Trust me, it won't always be a clean cut. And it won't always make sense. But it's definitely going to make sense in the end, but it won't always make sense. You won't always have control over everything. There are times when you don't have control, you won't have control. Just know you're still you on those days. You will still be, everything will still be yours on those days. So don't be afraid of doing things. Instead, be afraid of how much things you can do. I know you'll do great. Don't be like me. Don't be like me who's wrapping the air with half years and half pains of what she didn't do and what she did. I think it's part of growth for me. Literally, it's part of growth for me. Yep. And it's the wrap. No podcast contents this year and I'm wrapping it. But this is not like the last podcast of the year. This is definitely me wrapping it, like Spotify is wrapping and Apple Podcast is wrapping and YouTube Music is wrapping, and you know, it's they're all wrapped and I'm wrapped. I feel so terrible that you didn't see my podcast as one of you, like, you know, I was so terrible, but then I'm letting to move on to heal from the pain, like I just said. And that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Anyways, stay tuned, and if you have not turned on the notification, please kindly turn on the notifications. I promise you, you'll get tired of me very soon. You get tired of receiving my content because it's going to be fueled. I've learned my lesson this year, and I might make mistake all day there, but definitely not going to be what I have like learned a bit. So I hope it's like that for you. I hope it will be like that for you. So thank you guys for listening, and see you soon. Bye. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere you can follow me. I got to follow you too. Bye, guys.